T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Best of Hawk and Crowder, the whole week long. We're sprinkling in some interviews. We're sprinkling in headlines. We're sprinkling in some best ofs all week long ahead of training camp here. Middle of July, not too much going on, Crowder. I asked everybody, texted in 786-360-790, what do you want to hear this week? And a lot of people last week texted in Hawk explaining why Batman is half bat, half man. I don't even know why you guys got it. This is several years ago. I even think you're going to hear Eric Falero, whose position I filled in for. And, like, I don't even know how you guys got into it, but you're going to hear Hawk doing his Batman impression.
I am Batman.
Which I do terribly.
That was bad, too.
That was really bad. I think I made him British. I don't know why.
I am Batman.
Why do you say it like that?
But
Batman.
But I make everything French or British or European. European, I've noticed. So I don't even know why you guys got into it. Do you remember? But I truthfully
don't. Man, some foolishness.
Was it like the Batman Superman movie came out maybe around that time?
Something like that. Or the first Batman was released on this day in 91. It was one of those things. And then he thinks that Batman, half of a bat, his mom was a bat, and I'm trying to break it to him.
Fairly convincing argument Hawk makes here.
I've seen how he became Batman. Like, we've seen it in all the movies, but Hawk, if you call it fairly convincing, we'll go with that.
Here it is, the half-man, half-bat Batman segment.
Somebody texts in, I was talking about Batman and secret agents and whatnot. Somebody texts in, this is a legitimate text. Please, someone open Wikipedia and have him read about Batman. Not a bat, in all caps. They were his fear as a kid. After parents murdered, he swore vengeance and began training and adopted a bat-inspired persona. Again, 100% human since the story was written in 1939. Educate yourself, especially with a voice on radio. Speak truth, not your ignorance of a subject matter's content that multiple folks attempt to correct.
That was strong.
Sir, Batman is half man, half bat. I'm pretty certain of it. I've watched Justice League and a couple other movies. I've watched Batman, you know, the original Adam West series. Mm-hmm. And I think you probably call the character guy like a bat if he's a real human. You call him Batman if he's part bat. And we're going to have to agree to disagree on that.
That man got mad at you.
I'm Batman.
He doesn't sound like a bat.
He doesn't sound human, though. I'm Batman.
Actually, bats, like, may make little whistle noises. Mm-hmm. Like sonar and stuff.
I'm Batman. It's one of my best impersonations.
But Batman's voices aren't deep. Like, bats' voices wouldn't be deep. They're little itty-bitty animals.
Right, but if you're half man, half bat,
then it should take it up, though, to be honest.
I'm Batman.
That's like there's a cartoon. What's it called? Kid.
Kid and Play.
You seen a Kid and Play cartoon?
Yeah.
It was half kid, half play.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
I'm just telling you. and I'm not an expert, but first of all, you can't believe everything you read on Wikipedia. I believe my own eyes. Seen the Batman. It's half man, half bat.
How did it happen, though? I need to educate myself.
Well, somebody had texted me way further down. I'm not going to be able to find it, but it's something along the lines of he saw his parents murdered and then took on the whatever.
Ran into a cave to hide, and the bats jumped on him. And when he got bit by the bats, that's what made him half bat?
Well, all I know is that's a kid's memory. The kid believes he saw something, but kids have repressed memories all the time. The kid doesn't remember. I don't know. Maybe his parents were bats. Something. There's obviously bat blood in Batman. It would only make sense.
So maybe his parents weren't killed. They were really bats.
Right. No, they could have been killed, but I mean, they were just bats.
Killed as bats. Now we're talking.
Batty, batty, batty.
Now we're talking.
Jerome, go ahead, Jerome.
Mr. Hockman, hey, Brother Channing, how y'all feeling?
What's up, man?
Mr. Hockman, please don't go forward with this about the he's half bat. He overcame fear of bat as a child because as he grew into a man because bats scared the crap out of him. And from there, he kind of garnered toward assembling himself toward making a bat more like an emblem or symbol of what he would become. So he ended up becoming Batman because him and Tony Stark, they both were just two wealthy guys who grew up with Playboys. Like I told Valero, they had expensive stuff at their fingertips that elevated them as being a superhero. But he was never bitten by a bat as far as that turned him into a bat, like Spider-Man was bitten by a spider. It wasn't that way, Mr. Hockman.
Is it possible, like Rachel Dolezal, he identifies with a bat?
That's what he did. He identified with it. That's a better way of putting it, Mr. Hockman. He identified himself as a bat, but not with a bat, but not saying he was a half bat or a bat did something, a blood transfusion.
Well, you would admit, though, that plenty of superheroes, they get the blank man, right? So Spider-Man, he's part spider. Aquaman is part...
Well, he controls the water.
Fish. Yeah, yeah. He'd really be called Fish-Man or something like that. But.
Yeah. He was basically aquatic and became underwater sea dweller that, you know, with superhuman power.
Oh, yeah. He looks good in that Justice League. Boy, that Momoa boy is a looker.
Man. Is Aquaman in Justice League?
Channing.
Because there was a fish guy in Avengers. There was a fish swimmer thing.
They took Aquaman to another level. I love that Aquaman. That other Aquaman looked like he shaved and do all of that kind of stuff and, you know, get dressed before he become Aquaman. This Aquaman here was like, hey, I'm ruler of the sea and I'm right up there with Neptune.
Jerome, the concept on Batman, though, but what about this one where Batman's mom had an affair with a bat and now he has to come back and get child support from the bat 30 years later? I like that one.
Unless that was written long time ago before I was born or whatever. But when I came into knowing, because Batman was one of my best superheroes under DC. And under Marvel, I love Iron Man. But what I did like about them, they were human. They were natural. Like, you know, they just that they were very rich and they had, you know, finger stuff at their fingertips.
Would it be that surprising, though, Jerome? You seem pretty well-versed in superheroes. Would it be that surprising if DC had a story arc that you find out Batman is indeed part bat?
That, you know what, that could be it. That could be.
So maybe I'm ahead of the curve.
Maybe you are, the storytelling and however things are written or somewhat. But you know what, let me ask you something else, Mr. Hockman. How did you like the part where they went when Bruce Wayne got old and then he had to turn it over to another young fella to become a Batman of the new age and everything? How would you like that, for that to hit the silver screen anytime soon?
Is that what happened, or are you asking me if that's what
where the cartoon elevated that way under the cartoon elevated as Bruce Wayne got old, he basically became allied with a young guy and allowed him to use the Batman suit, which had these tremendous, that would elevate him to tremendous power. And it was like called Batman Beyond, I think it
well,
was.
Well, what is the typical lifespan of a bat?
Not very long, yeah. I don't think.
Right. So he's,
I would like Batman to go knock on the cave door, and you hear the bats whispering, and his real bat dad is hiding because he don't want to meet his bat son. That he, you know, because he was a deadbeat bat.
Deadbeat bat.
He was a deadbeat bat.
He didn't pay child support.
For years, bro. He ain't paid child support for years.
All right. So I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree, Jerome. I think there's probably validity to both our arguments.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Hartman, I look forward to seeing you at the tailgates. And, Channing, you're definitely welcome to be there. And I just want to be able to, you know, to chat with you a little more about these superheroes and the Hurricanes, okay?
Got you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care now.
People get outrage on the
I think this whole transition to another Batman is the wrong direction. Batman finds his dad. Now it becomes like a, you know, an emotional thing. And
well, what I think is people are not, you know, you don't have your eyes open. Like, he's obviously half man, half bat. He's got bat-like characteristics. I mean, this doesn't make any sense. If you were going to be...
What's his bat characteristics, though?
He's got that tool belt.
The bats run around with heavy tool belts on, huh?
Well, he's able to mimic some of the you know, bat stuff. He, like
flying.
Flying.
He can't. He can't fly.
Oh, he can.
No, he uses little strings to pull himself up. He doesn't
okay,
really
but when he's standing on the top of a building, did he take the elevator?
No, he glides.
Like a bat.
So bats fly.
Okay. But I'm saying he's half man, half bat. Like he's like.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Carl, I mean, we're here, bro. With my mind. We're looking right eyes to mind. I got you. I don't really know how bad he is.
He's half 50% bat. And what he can't say I don't know how bad he is.
And what did he get from his father? Because his father can fly, his father eat bugs, his father sleeps during the
no,
day.
No, but what I'm saying
he
is.
He acts like his mom too much.
No, what I'm saying is. He has the characteristics of a bat. If you were just a wealthy man and you were going to choose to be half something, you wouldn't choose a bat. Hey, it's one of the lowest levels on the totem pole.
That's why I wonder why his mom would find a bat to make love with.
You would be Lion Man, right?
Yes.
You would be Tiger Man.
Bear Man.
Beanie Man.
Beanie Man.
Musician. If you were a musician, Beanie Man. But I'm just saying, in other words, you wouldn't choose a bat. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't. So everyone that's going, oh, he chose to become a bat because he was so wealthy. No. If you're wealthy, you would choose King of the Jungle. You would choose, I don't know.
Something intimidating.
A hawk.
Yeah, there we go. A bird of prey.
Hawkman.
I think they have Hawkeye. I think they have that already.
I think Hawk's a superhero, man. He's Hawkman.
Hawkman.
What do you have from a hawk?
Great eyesight.
Talons.
Talons? Your hands are soft as baby bottoms.
No, I drive an eagle talon. You remember those?
You have not one callus on any part of your hand. It's uncomfortable to me.
Somebody texts in, this conversation is bat bleep crazy.
I like that.
We'll move on.
I love the concept of him having a dad that's a bat.
Well, you would agree, though, if you were a multi-billionaire and you could choose a persona, right? Mm-hmm. You could become half anything. You think you're going to become half bat?
No, I'd be disappear man because you wouldn't see my ass no more if I had $1 billion. I'm not saving that life.
The concept is what I'm saying. I'm not asking what you would actually do. Conceptually... Not many billionaires would say, you know what? I'm going to create an alter ego. I want to be a bat. You're half bat because just that's the luck of the draw. You know what I mean?
Mom had a long night. So the bat bought her a couple drinks and this led to that.
Happens.
Put the little bat to her.
Does it happen?
Well, obviously.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.